Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is the podcast for February 1st, 2013.
The Science Update Podcast is produced by AAAS, advancing science, serving society.
On days in which there was at least one lightning strike within 25 miles of a patient's home zip code, there was a 25 to 30% increase in headache and in migraines.
Instead of trying to design from imagination, we look at nature first, and then we try to exploit the experience we gain there.
This week, we've got a light show for you. Lightning bugs inspire LED design, and a new type of light that makes others look dim by comparison, and a study that looks at lightning and migraine headaches. It's also a light show today because we're short-handed. Science producer-reporter Suzanne Bard is under the weather. Get better, Suzanne. But the show must go on, and so we're soldiering on without her. Okay, so first, could lightning be related to migraine headaches? Yes, indeed, according to a new report from researchers at the University of Cincinnati. Fourth-year medical student Jeffrey Martin and his colleagues asked migraine sufferers to keep a diary of headaches and other migraine symptoms for 3 to 6 months.
We had them record things such as whether they actually had a headache on that day or not, whether they had nausea, whether they had sensitivity to light or noise, and whether they had any vomiting. And those are some of the other associated symptoms that often come along with the headache in migraine patients. And so what we found was that on days in which there was at least one lightning strike within 25 miles of a patient's home zip code, there was a 25 to 30% increase in headache and in migraines.
Even when they controlled for air pressure, humidity, precipitation, and other weather factors, there was still a significant effect for lightning. Martin notes that lightning strikes create both electromagnetic radiation and pollutants like ozone, and either of those could potentially trigger headaches. If the findings hold up, patients may be advised to take preventive measures whenever a storm is expected. Well, there are many ways to light a room, but each has its own aesthetic, environmental, or economic drawbacks. Correspondent Justin Warner tells us about a new light type that could be a big improvement.
Old-fashioned light bulbs waste energy. Fluorescents buzz and flicker. LEDs are expensive and look bluish. But none of these are true of field-induced polymer electroluminescent lights, or FIPL, developed by Wake Forest University physicist David Carroll. The shatterproof lights work by creating a polarized electric current.
It's actually very simple. It works the same way as your microwave oven does. It induces a polarization current. In your microwave oven, that results in heat. In this case, it results in light. We apply a field between two plates. One plate is transparent. The other plate is a reflector. And we put a piece of plastic in there, which is very sensitive to that field. And it glows when you apply the field to it.
By mixing in luminescent dyes, Carroll's team can tweak the glowing polymer to create any color in the light spectrum. They've also made it efficient enough to light a room or an office for up to 50,000 hours at a fraction of the cost of fluorescents.
The average troffer above your head, that's the lamp above your head, is about $200 to put in place. Ours will be about $50.
Carroll's team is publishing several reports on the FIPL in succession and has started ramping up production.
Thanks, Justin. And while we're waiting for FIPLs to become available, LED designers are busy improving that technology, and they're looking to nature for inspiration. That's because evolution has had millions of years to come up with structures we might never think of. This according to Jean-Paul Vigneron at the University of Namur in Belgium.
Instead of trying to design from imagination, we look at nature first, and then we try to exploit the experience we gain there.
Recently, Vigneron and his colleagues found that fireflies have scales on their abdomens that let them shine extremely brightly. The researchers studied the structure of the scales and then designed LEDs with a textured coating that mimics the firefly design. The result? LEDs that were 50% more efficient than those now in use. If the development makes them more efficient and economical, we'll have lightning bugs to thank. Well, that's all we have for you this week. Next week, however, I strongly suspect we will have more exciting science stories for you. But if you can't wait that long, tune into the Science Update Podcast Daily Edition every day, Monday through Friday. You can find it on our website, scienceupdate.com, or at iTunes. And if you listen on iTunes, please leave a comment so we know you're out there. You can also check out Science Update's fan page on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. And if you have a science question, please give us a call at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT, otherwise known as 1-800-949-4748. Wait for the beep and then put us to work answering your question. And if we use it, we'll send you a Science Update mug. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.